Welcome back to another episode of R&B. Today, we have a special guest. Here is Jaya Ravi, and she's going to talk about her organization called Karishma Children Welfare.
Hi.
Thank you for joining with us for today's episode.
So we have some questions about the foundation. And so what is it? Can you tell us more about it?
So we're a youth-led nonprofit that offers free mentoring with our mentorship program to students in different countries. Right now we have students mostly in India and a few students in Morocco and Nigeria. And we're looking to expand to more countries, and we also hope to raise awareness about caste discrimination and the effects of it.
So what is your mentorship program about, and can you talk about that as well?
It's a program that lasts for 10 weeks, and it's where a mentor and a mentee get paired up depending on what subject the student needs help with and what subject the mentor is good at. And then they basically get tutored for initially 10 weeks, and then they're allowed to stay for as long as they want. And they meet once a week for 1 hour on Google Meets or Zoom and just get free homework help. And then if they don't need homework help but they want to learn something else, we also have things like learning Python or editing your resume or helping you with college apps. Yeah.
Why did you start it? What does this mean to you?
We noticed that there weren't any organizations that talked about caste discrimination. They did talk about just being Indian in general. So a lot of people think that the caste system was abolished, so it just doesn't exist anymore, but it still affects over 200 million people, and so many people are denied jobs just because of the caste that they are.
That's really important to raise awareness.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's really cool we started this.
Yeah, I feel like the caste thing is it's not common today, but like you said, Jaya, in some places it still exists, right? So, yeah. So, what was your goal for starting this project?
So, when COVID first hit, I'm sure that you guys all saw a bunch of nonprofits were created, and they all had mentorship programs, but they were mostly meant to just help the kids in the U.S. With college applications. So we kind of wanted to make a different mentorship program and help the people that were in lower developed countries like India, which is where most of our members are from. And then we thought that there's a lot of education organizations out there, so we thought we would make it unique. One of our co-founders, Kanika, who kind of started the organization, she is part of the Dalit community, which is known as the Untouchables in India. And she had a childhood friend whose name was Karishma, which is the name of our organization, and she got a child marriage because she was also part of the Dalit community, and then she had to also go through child labor. And just seeing her story and seeing how sad that was inspired us to create the organization, because we know that there are so many people, she's one among millions that have to go through this.
People listening to this, can help with it, since child marriage is a big problem in India too, even though it's not in America or anything, it's still common in Africa and India and parts of Africa and stuff. And I feel it is a very important child marriage is it's not the way to go, and there's a lot of some influences.
Yeah, we have to spread awareness. Some people don't know this is still going on. We have to do everything to, try to prevent that from happening. Did you have any obstacles while you were creating this project? How did you form this?
So I recently joined in September, but the organization was started in 2016. When I first joined, I became the marketing director first, and we kind of had to deal with a lot of people just slacking or not wanting to do any work at all. We had to create a strike policy so people know that they have to get their work done on time, and it's not fair to the other people that are doing work. And then we also had some issues finding students when we first started the mentorship program, and we had to do a lot of outreach. One of our members lives in Bangalore, and she was the one who helped us find our current organization that lets us virtually volunteer. But it took a lot of time on the co-founders and just to reach out to a bunch of people and other organizations to find students. But
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I imagine like a lot of hard work going into this foundation. I was like looking through your website, and I was like, so cool. Like, this is like a big thing now, and I'm really impressed by it. Yeah.
Yeah, same here. I was also like, before recording this, obviously I did a little research about it, and like, I found a lot of interesting stuff that, I didn't know.
Exactly.
Like, I knew that it was happening, like, child marriage, caste discrimination, and I wanted to know more in detail. So when I went on the website, it was really cool to know about, like, things that are happening in India too.
Yeah, we will link her website below, so please go check out the foundation.
Yeah. So my next question was, why do you think caste is important?
I think it's not necessarily important, but it is important to raise awareness about it. I don't think a lot of people know about the whole social hierarchy, such as the Brahmins, who are the priests that are treated like they're the best, and then everybody else is kind of treated like they're lower. And I don't think a lot of people are aware about the effects. Like, there are still people who get assaulted or persecuted just because they're from a lower caste. And also, castes don't necessarily mean anything. It just, like you can be from a lower caste, but you can also still work at a good company. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily poor.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lucia. I was gonna say the same thing. I was gonna say, like, even though you're born in a lower caste, doesn't mean you're gonna, have a poor job in the future, or like, it's still going on in like India and stuff. That's how it is. Like, poor people, like, let's say the servant comes from a really poor family, but then their future is like that. Like, they just desire to be a servant and not like something, maybe a job higher than that. And I feel like some people who are born poor families, they study their way out of, the financial issues they're having because of school and studies, like because they go to higher studies, they're like, by getting scholarships and stuff, they're able to escape that, poor lifestyle, and they're able to like, gain a good future. So I think, like, doesn't mean, caste doesn't really define who you are. It really just is, like, dependent on your efforts and, like, how much, if you want to get a good job, you should study. If you don't, like, that's just what fate's going to lead you to.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And, like, starting this foundation will help those kids in, the lower classes, get the supplies and education they need so they can actually, rise up and get better jobs. So I think it's really important. How do you think it can be stopped, in your opinion?
Obviously, like, this has been happening for like centuries in India, so I don't think just our organization alone can end it. But we do want to raise awareness, and in the future we want to create fundraisers to donate to specific charities or specific areas that are rural in India, and they would benefit just by having some extra money to maybe create a school or get buy school supplies, something like that. And just raise awareness about the issue so that we can reach out to as many people as possible and let them know how prevalent it is, and then work together to try to eradicate this issue.
Yeah, I totally believe that, you know, it will work out in the end. Like, you guys will get support, and, you know, maybe even, like, you know, as you said, like, you know, stop, like, this from happening. And I'm pretty sure, like, I believe that, you know, pretty sure you guys, like, you know, you guys are very optimistic about it too. So, like, pretty sure it will work out in the end. Like, you know, a few years from now, like, I don't know, like, another organization, like Girls Not Brides.org or something, they're, like, actually, they have this goal of ending child marriage by, like, 2030. And they're still, you know, they're still taking action. And I believe you guys will also, you know, take action according to, you know, the problem. And, you know, it will be solved. I was wondering, what are some accomplishments you've achieved with Karishma Children Welfare?
So currently we teach about 30 students so far, and like I mentioned in the obstacles, like, it was just finding a passionate team that actually wanted to do work. But once we found that, we were able to kind of create a community within ourselves, just to give back and help people, not just in India, but in a variety of countries. And we're an international team, so we have members in countries everywhere. So it's nice that we can reach out to students all over the world and just tutor them and give back.
Yeah, that's amazing. So how can we help as young entrepreneurs and audiences? Like, what can we do to help support your foundation?
I think the best way to stay updated with what we're doing is to follow us on Instagram. That's where we're most active, which is at Karishma Children Welfare. And then we welcome anybody to join our team, whether you're interested in being a mentor or if you want to be on the executive board and just kind of handle the process of reaching out to organizations or being a graphic designer. Like, we have lots of jobs available. So, and just donating to any fundraisers that we plan to make in the future. And you can also check out our website to stay updated with what we're doing. I think most of it is just being aware of the issue and helping us spread awareness about discrimination.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really important, again, I said this so many times, for everyone to be aware about this. And we will link her website and Instagram down below, so please go check that out. Educate yourself. If you can, donate to fundraisers. I think it would be
a great help.
Great help, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so, Jaya, do you have anything else to add?
I think you covered everything.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, of course. So this was really an insightful talk, and I definitely did learn a lot.
Yeah, same. It was such an interesting conversation, and I give best of luck for your team, and I hope your team grows and your foundation grows, and yeah, this is really cool. I love this organization.
Yeah, and I hope our listeners, you know, by listening to this, will help you guys, and we'll help you guys as soon as possible, and I'm sure in the coming years, we will see a drastic improvement and a lot of change in lives.
Yeah.
And thank you so much again, Ms. Jaya, for accepting to be a part of our podcast.
Thank you guys for having me. Can't wait to hear what future episodes you guys
are. Thank you for listening. So make sure to check out their website. It's down below. And like always, I hope you guys have an amazing day and stay tuned for next episode.
Again, follow at Karishma Children Welfare on Instagram and check out their website. Like Megha said, follow us at MVTalks2020 on Instagram. Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Megha.
Signing off.